You're listening to Connection Mentors, the podcast that teaches you how to foster healthy human connections that add joy, meaning, and fulfillment to your life. Here you'll learn from experts and inspiring individuals doing the work to create healthy connections. I'm your host, Carly Fergus. Let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Carly from Connection Mentors. I'm a well-being coach who helps busy professionals incorporate better well-being practices into their lives. This podcast, in particular, focuses on healthy connections. As we know, the quality of our connections has an outsized impact on our well-being and our health. I'm excited to create this space where we can learn how to be better connectors. Now, there are three main reasons why I was inspired to start this podcast focused on this particular topic. One, this is an important passion project of mine. This is an area in my life that I wanted to personally challenge myself to improve in. I'm not coming at this from the lens of a friendship or connection expert. I'm also in the process of learning and growing and improving the way that I connect with myself and with others. So I'm on this journey with you. Second, I started hosting group coaching sessions on the topic of creating healthy connections and maintaining friendships as an adult. And those sessions were incredibly healing for those who were in attendance, also myself, especially as folks realized that some of their preconceived notions about their friendship and connection challenges weren't so unique. They didn't feel as alone in their challenges, hearing from other people's experiences in a shared space together. And third, in 2023, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy declared loneliness as a new public epidemic in the United States. So people are feeling more isolated and more lonely. So this is a space that is definitely needed, both for me from a personal level, and I realized that I've been passionate about learning more about the topic and also creating spaces for people to share their challenges in terms of connections and friendships, and also to set positive goals looking ahead into the future at ways that they can grow and improve in this area, because we can improve and turn around the trajectory of different areas of our lives, including in friendships, relationships, and healthy connections. So over the course of this podcast series, I would like to touch on the most important relationship that we can have, and that is the relationship to ourselves. We cannot connect with others deeper than we can connect with ourselves. So this is one of the main topics on connections that we'll be talking about, along with so many others, but this is the foundation, that relationship that we have with ourselves. And I love this quote by Brené Brown that states this sentiment very well. The quote states, "Our connection with other people is only as solid and deep as our connection to ourselves. In order for me to be connected to you, I have to know who I am. I have to be connected to myself. And I think what we end up doing is we end up desperately searching for connection with other people when we have no idea who we are," end quote. And we've heard similar sentiments in relation to self-love, self-compassion, and self-acceptance. We cannot extend any of these to others if we cannot hold them for ourselves. So as I work on improving on my relationships and my ability to connect with others, I've invested a lot of time and effort in working on my internal world and the lens that I look at the world through, influenced by subconscious thoughts. So the inner work has been a really important part of the process for me and continues to be. And as I increase self-love and self-compassion and self-acceptance, I'm able to notice the subtle incremental changes in the way that I experience my current relationships and the way that I experience connecting with others in the world, because I can see or feel myself becoming more connected with my authentic self. So we'll be exploring multiple ways that we can reconnect and improve on that relationship we have with ourselves, because everything starts at home with us. So here are some of the other things that I'm excited to explore in this podcast series. We will chat with innovators creating platforms and community experiences for folks to connect. We will chat with inspiring folks who have mastered the art of fostering healthy connections in their own lives. And we'll chat with connection experts who will give us tools and tips to improve our ability to connect. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. To get updates on new episode releases, please subscribe to the channel. And if you have topic suggestions on healthy connections that you would like to learn more about, that you think would be helpful to you on your journey, please feel free to send us a note at our email address. I can't wait for you to hear our upcoming episodes. Thank you for joining us.